We have our ADF. That container is all ready to go. We've defined out our architecture. We know what we're trying to accomplish. We've created our link services now. One of those link services in your lab was to data. And you remember you put your key in there. I don't know if you went back and looked at your manifest yet, but if you click on that icon again of your link service that you created, you'll notice the key is starred out. In fact, in some cases, when you type some things in, when you click deploy, you'll notice that the manifest changes dramatically because it's actually taking in the JSON and rewriting it for you. Now, it's not smart enough to fix your errors, but it is smart enough to add the things that it needs that you haven't typed in. So now we're ready to create the named references or pointers to data, or what we call the data sets. And again, this is where we have to unfortunately start typing yet more JSON. Again, not my favorite, but it is kind of the way it is. And it looks sort of like this. There's a name of the data set, and you'll refer to that. That's its kind of handle or key. And then it will have properties. And this is JSON, so those brackets mean we're starting, braces rather mean we're starting a container. And the structure then will have the things in there, the type, and so on. You'll notice inside your lab this week the type of things you're making. Remember, you're making two data sets. One that's going to hold the structure of the web log files that are coming in. The other that's going to take the web log files as they go out from the Hive query. Both of those have to be set up. You have to be able to get to storage with the right key and the right account name. If anything goes wrong, check there first. Check those error messages. That's probably what will happen, is those. Okay, this is the general way that the data sets work. So now we're on to the next step. Do your lab, read your materials and your study guides, and I'll see you in the next unit.